Tonight, FX airs the third episode of The Assassination of Gianni Versace, American Crime Story. It tells the story of the fashion designer who was gunned down on the front steps of his Miami Beach home in 1997. The man who murdered Versace, Andrew Cunanan, had killed four other men in the months prior. The show is the latest season of American Crime Story, a follow-up to last year's The People vs. O.J. Simpson. And joining us now are two of the executive producers who worked on both seasons, Nina Jacobson and Brad Simpson of the film and TV production company Color Force. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
And first of all, what drew you to this story, the murder of Gianni Versace, for the new season of American Crime Story?
When we first got involved with Ryan Murphy, we had developed a People versus O.J. Simpson as a standalone season of television. And he transformed our one season into the first season of an ongoing anthology, which is now American Crime Story. And very early on in the process, he had said that he wanted to tell the story of Andrew Cunanan and Gianni Versace. And Brad and I at that time didn't actually know very much except for the big headlines. And that we just didn't know very much about the rest of the story, which was that there had been four victims prior to Versace, that it was the largest failed manhunt in the history of the FBI. And for me, I didn't know very much at all about actually what a trendsetter, both culturally and in terms of sort of the social politics of being out, that Versace was at the time. And so there was a lot of learning for us, but Ryan was the one who said, we've got to do it as a season.
Well, and Brad, how difficult is it to approach a story like this, which is about real people and real events, and still be sensitive to how painful and shocking the murder, not just of Versace, but the other people that Nina just mentioned, Jeffrey Trail, David Madsen, Lee Miglin, William Reese, how difficult those were?
You know, we think about the victims a lot when we're making these shows, and I think any ethical producer of something that's dealing with true crime or any true story has to always remember that there's real people at the center of it and real pain. And I can't pretend that by doing the show, we don't revisit that pain for the people out there. We think it's important to do the shows because they're about more than just the murders. They're usually about something that is bigger in American culture. And the murder of Gianni Versace really was a way for us to explore the politics of being out and being gay in the 1990s and to ask this question of why this culture of celebrity assassination exists in the United States. I think that one of the ways this show is different from The People versus O.J. Simpson is that the O.J. Simpson show we did was about the trial, and it was really about the lawyers. And this show is a lot more about the victims. It's about who these people were that Andrew killed and the sort of injustice of their deaths.
It's also, though, about Andrew Cunanan, played by Darren Criss in this show. And let's listen to a clip from the show. Here he is talking with Gianni Versace, played by Edgar Ramirez, after the opening night of the opera Capriccio, which Versace designed the costumes for in San Francisco back in 1990.
For me, family is everything. Everything. Mm. The first dress I ever made was for my sister Donatella. Maybe every dress I make is for her.
That makes me want to cry.
Makes me smile.
Yes, well, that too. Yeah, of course.
His performance is just incredible. I mean, he just lies constantly, and you can see it as a viewer.
He lies so much that I think he does not know his own truth very well. And as the show goes backwards in time to his origins, you see where those habits began. He lies so much that he eventually finds himself completely alone because nobody really knows who he is because he's a different person with everyone.
The series is based on the book Vulgar Favors by Vanity Fair contributor Maureen Orth, and she and her publisher, Random House, stand by her reporting on this. But the Versace family and Versace's partner, Gianni Versace's partner, have criticized the series and said it doesn't reflect reality. How do you respond to that?
You know, this is not an authorized piece about the Versace family in the same way that you know, the O.J. Simpson series wasn't authorized. We've done the same thing with this series, which is to base it on a book by an incredibly well-respected journalist. Maureen has been a senior writer at Vanity Fair for 20 years. You know, there's some things in the book the Versace family doesn't like, but it's a thoroughly researched book that's been in print for close to 20 years now. And, you know, we very much tried to do right by Gianni Versace. We think that he was a genius.
Well, one of the things that the family doesn't like is that is the implication in here that he had HIV. Are you confident that he was HIV positive based on what you've learned about the story?
Well, Maureen certainly says in her book, she states the fact that Gianni Versace was HIV positive at the time of his death. She talked to people who knew him. She also talked to a detective who saw the autopsy report. You know, this was a time in which HIV was still a death sentence. It was killing thousands and thousands of gay men. And we personally don't think that there's any stigma anymore to having HIV. I can understand why it would be sensitive to the family. I think what's important for us is that Gianni Versace had been really sick and he suddenly had gotten better. And it was like a miracle. And Andrew came in at this moment and took his life just as Gianni was starting to enjoy the benefits of what we believe are the retroviral drugs.
One of the things we discovered in researching this story is actually how little has been written about Versace as a man, about Cunanan and the victims who came before. Maureen was one of the most, probably the most dogged reporter who was following Cunanan before he had even gotten to Miami. But we also have, you know, a tragic situation where most of the people whose stories are being told are not—they're not here to tell us more. And so, there is some degree of imagination that has to go into creating a story like this. And certainly for us, the stigma surrounding HIV and AIDS, the shame that was being experienced by so many gay people who were still living in the closet, the fact that the investigation was in part bungled because of the disconnect between law enforcement and the gay community, all of these sort of notions go into our imagining of what we can't know for sure and can only draw on the research that was available to us and then, say, sort of use thematic intent to shape where we go from there.
I want to listen to one more clip from the show. This is Penelope Cruz, who plays Donatella Versace, Gianni's sister, who became the brand Versace's chief designer after his murder.
As you know, my brother, who I love very much, is dead. And now the press and the police will rake through his life. Every rumor, every indiscretion. They'll judge the killer, yes, but they'll judge the victim too. But first people weep, then they whisper.
Then they whisper, getting to the point we were talking about earlier. As you shot this, what was the most complicated thing about it?
You know, I think that the thing that was most complicated about shooting was that we were shooting in the actual house that Versace had assembled. We were shooting on the steps where he died. His house was right on the street. He was incredibly accessible, and that accessibility, that love of other people is what got Versace killed. And he created this artistic haven in this house. Edgar, Penelope, Ricky, Ryan, Nina, and I were all really taken with what it meant to be recreating a man's death in the place that it happened. And you could feel him in the house, and it had a huge effect on everybody and weighed on everybody.
Nina?
Well, I think also, you know, for us, the clip that you've just played and some of the things that Donatella says, which is that, you know, she would not let her brother be murdered twice, that she would not let his reputation be murdered. It was something that we thought about quite a bit, and that for us, this show is actually an opportunity to explore a man who, you know, is known mostly just by his brand name, but not as a human being. There was a weight, I think, for us of, you know, to not be guilty ourselves of some of the crimes that we're trying to explore.
Will there be another American Crime Story after this one?
Absolutely.
Do you know who it's going to be about?
Originally, the second season of American Crime Story was going to be about Hurricane Katrina. And we were getting close to going into production, and we looked at what we had, and we felt that it didn't have the intimacy or the focus on character that would allow us to best tell the story. And so we rebooted. We had our Versace scripts already chugging along, and we felt that they were ready to go. And so we are back at work now on Katrina, working off of Sherry Fink's book, 5 Days at Memorial, and trying to tell the story of Katrina through a more intimate, character-based lens that's a microcosm for the larger events outside.
That's Nina Jacobson, and we've been speaking also with Brad Simpson, executive producers of The Assassination of Gianni Versace, American Crime Story. The third episode airs tonight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.